This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello. We're looking at the Gospel of John today. And, you know, the Gospel of John in the Bible is the Apostle John's record of the life of Jesus. Probably no one else would be more qualified to talk to us about Jesus than John. He was Jesus' best friend on earth, and really gives us a lot of insights into the heart of Jesus. And so, when we look for a clear picture of the person of Jesus Christ, we get it from John. I want to pick up where I left off a few weeks ago, as we are looking here in chapter 1 of John. And John says in verse 18, "No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." Well, you remember that the Bible talks about Moses seeing the fading glory of God. People have spoken with God when he appeared to them in a human form at different times, but they weren't seeing God in his essence because God is a spirit. He's not a physical being. And so no one has seen God at any time. So how could we understand him? Well, the only begotten God, that is, Jesus Christ, God the Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, that is, who is in that close, intimate place with God the Father, he has explained God to us. Do you want to know what God is like? Look at Jesus Christ. He is God's self-revelation to us. And what a fantastic revelation he is. We see in Jesus both the righteousness of God and the gentleness of God, the grace of God and his commitment to his law. All of these things wrapped up in the person of Jesus, grace and truth, as John has already said. He goes on to say, "This is the witness of John the Baptist, when the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' And he confessed and did not deny. And he confessed, 'I am not the Christ,'" that is, the Messiah. "And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'I'm not.' 'Are you the prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' They said then to him, 'Who are you?' So that we may give an answer to those who sent us. 'What do you say about yourself?' And he said, 'I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." John the Baptist was quoting from the prophet Isaiah, who said that someone would be sent before the Messiah, preparing the way for him. And John is saying, "I am that person sent before the Messiah." Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize in water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. It is he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Do you see that John's whole purpose was to prepare people's hearts for Jesus? And isn't that God's purpose for you and me also? If you have come to know Jesus Christ and experienced the beauty of a relationship with him, God wants you to share that relationship with other people, to talk about him to them, to prepare their hearts to meet him. How could you do that today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.